We were talking about Mercosur earlier and the free trade deal between the EU and South America, 25 years in the making, being voted on again this week on Friday, long opposed by farmers here and by the government, but very likely now to be passed as opposition softens among some countries. The Taoiseach, who's on a state visit to China, was asked if the Irish government would be giving its support to the deal. This is what he had to say.
The issue will be, will there be a blocking minority on Friday? The government will continue to engage with our partners in Europe on this, and we'll make a decision towards the end of the week.
So to say that you haven't ruled out then supporting it based on the concessions you've got?
Well, as I said, there's further work to be done. There will be further discussions across government on this. We have concerns with Mercosur, but a lot of progress has been made over the last 12 months. That has to be said. I mean, and there may be more. By the end of the day or tomorrow, in terms of some of the issues that have been discussed in and around Mercosur, because you know it's important that safeguards, if it was to go through, are put in place, and that work has continued.
A lot of progress has been made and there may be more. That's Micheál Martin in China. Josephine O'Neill is president of Mocrine Afirma, a national organisation for young farmers, and a secondary school teacher in County Kilkenny. Josephine O'Neill, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you for having me on this morning.
You say that if this deal is passed, and it looks like it will be now, that it will threaten the viability of young farmers here. Other farm organisations say it will mean the death of rural Ireland. Why?
Well, Gavin, this deal poses a significant threat to the economic viability of Irish farms. If we look at young farmers specifically, they're already operating on very tight margins, as are all farmers, to produce high quality products. And that's very different to what's happening in the Brazilian countries, as we saw from recent reports. Their meat is being produced to completely different standards. And when we look at the potential for this deal to flood the Irish market with an influx of beef and poultry, that has a strong likelihood to drive down the prices, to place farmers at a direct competitive disadvantage and threaten their livelihoods. Now, for our young farmers, we need to ensure that their businesses will be economically viable going forward. And a deal like this threatens the economic viability of the farms. And if we look at our young farmer statistics, only 4.3% of farmers are under the age of 35. We are already an endangered species, and this agreement has the likelihood to drive our young farmers into extinction. If we don't have young farmers, we are losing the backbone of our rural communities. And as you said, that has very real knock-on consequences for our rural communities. So this isn't just an issue that's affecting our Irish farmers. It's affecting all our rural communities as well.
Doesn't any Brazilian beef that will be for sale here have to comply with EU standards to be able to enter markets here?
Well, that's what they're promising. But if we look at on the ground, the reality of what's happening in Brazil is very different to what's happening in Ireland.
But that's beef for sale in Brazil. This would be Brazilian beef for sale here that would have to meet EU standards if it's going to be for sale here.
But can they guarantee it? They're promising that. But when the practices are so different, and when we see that report, when you can walk into any agricultural store and buy medicine without any tag number, without any proof of identification,
but Josephine O'Neill,
when there's no tag numbers,
you either trust EU standards or you either trust EU standards or you don't. I mean, before Brexit, there were huge fears that Irish beef sales would collapse in the EU, in the UK, for example, when it had to compete with cheaper beef from around the world. It didn't. Most Irish beef is still exported to Britain. Why would that change now?
Well, we're looking at our Irish farmers who are producing a significant amount of beef that is produced for Irish consumers, but also exported around the world. It is top quality produce that is produced to the highest standards of animal welfare, traceability and environmental safeguards. That is not the same for the Brazilian meat that will be imported to
the
European
market. But it's already competing with Brazilian beef in Britain as it is.
Our Irish farmers.
But it's already competing with Brazilian beef and other beef in Britain, and it hasn't changed. It's still selling most of its beef to Britain.
Our Irish farmers are significantly concerned about the standards that are being produced and the huge amount that will be imported into Ireland and European markets, which will threaten the competitiveness and the quality of our products going forward. Our products are produced to the highest standards, and we all know that. We see the Board BA quality approval on all of our Irish products. They are inspected, there's traceability, there's high standards of animal welfare. that is not the same for the other countries in the Mercosur trade agreement. And that is something that is particularly worrying. They can make guarantees, they can be empty promises. We do not know whether that will actually translate when this agreement is signed.
Ultimately, won't this be a choice for consumers here? If they know how beef is being labelled, they can choose to buy Irish beef over Brazilian beef, yes?
Exactly. And we will be urging our Irish consumers to choose Irish products that are produced to the highest standards and to support Irish farmers, because we need to ensure that our young farmers have an economically viable business going forward.
Josephine O'Neill, President of Machrana Ferma, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.